Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
Good morning, all you hick guys and gals.
We are Tales from the Hicks.
Gary who?
Fuck right off.
Who? That one guy.
Oh, okay, what? Sorry. I'll shut up.
Who's with us?
Hey, I'm Jason.
I'm Chad.
This is Ben.
Hey, I'm Nate. Good to hear you know who you are this week.
Yeah. We got the ball rolling early.
He wrote it down.
Your name is Chad. What is going on outside?
Well, it is 71 degrees.
Wow.
The MPHs are 8. And there is a chance of some rain this afternoon.
Oh, so. I got to cut grass.
Well, that'd be a good time.
It was raining when I got here.
Oh, really? Okay.
You can cut rain in the or
you
cut
can,
grass.
You can cut rain whenever you want.
Yeah.
ain't nobody going to tell you when to cut the rain. You just fucking do it.
Can you cut the wind, too?
Yep, with a knife.
Oh, cheese?
Mm-hmm. But if you cut it when it's too cold, it becomes ice. So,
I don't have to worry about that.
Well, no, because you'd be in a snowsuit.
Yeah.
Chad, you got to tell us about the time that you were driving in the rain.
Oh, yes. I was thinking about that when you went under that bridge.
Yeah.
Driving in the rain, went under a viaduct or a bridge or whatever. It stopped raining.
Right by Pure Pleasures, actually.
And then he came
and then it started again?
It started.
Fuck no.
So, okay. That's how I know.
Blow your mind.
That's how when I said it, I'm sure I screwed it up, okay?
That doesn't sound like something you would do.
I know, but it'd be no different than me texting it. But what I meant to say, if I did not say it correctly, was when I went underneath the bridge, it was raining. Mm-hmm. When I came out on the other side, it was not raining.
Wait, it was raining underneath the bridge?
No. When I went into the bridge, it was raining. And when I proceeded to come out on the other side, it was no longer raining. The rain line, whatever they call it, I'm sure there's a real word for it.
Rain line sounds technical.
You're the weatherman.
Yeah. I didn't get to that chapter yet. Sorry. That was the night school part. I skipped that. But
you were probably sleeping.
Weather for Dummies hasn't covered that section.
No longer raining. And it was just like, at that time, it was kind of mind-blowing.
Was it dark on one side and light on the
other? Nope. Same time. Didn't lose much time. It was just...
Well, I just meant if it was raining on one side and not on the other, was it brighter on the other side?
No, not really, no. I mean, that was probably 15, 16 years, 20 years ago?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
But, yeah, no, it was just kind of like, I get there's got to be a line somewhere.
That are you sure that wasn't like when you came into the world? Are you remembering that early memory? Like, it's dark and it's wet, and now it's bright and it's not wet?
No, I don't. No, this was right by Pure Pleasures.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
The math checks out.
Right.
Was your mom yelling at the time?
No, I was alone. I was alone just driving along and...
Pulling into Pure Pleasures.
Done raining.
Hey, it's fucking wet.
Yep.
That place was like cheers for Chad. Everyone walks in instead of Norm.
Hey,
Chad!
VIP gold card. That was right around the same time that we found out that paper rips.
It does. You won't. I know. Try when you get home, or listeners, give it a shot. It does rip indeed.
I didn't come here to get educated, but look what's happening.
Yeah, well, two for two.
Knowledge bombs.
Knowledge.
Boom.
Two for two.
Wow.
Well, here's some other knowledge then for you. If you enjoy football, this is the last month of the year without football.
Can I get a fucking amen from the congregation on that?
Amen.
God damn.
Oh, you want to hold it?
Hold it. Why? Whoa.
You want to hold that cup?
No. Oh, you were talking
about
the cup.
The only thing purple that I'm going to hang on to is between my legs, not that.
Well, I can put it between my legs.
Jeez.
What now? What did you say? The last month?
Without football. NFL football. So August is the start, will be the start with what is it, Hall of Fame game, preseason.
Oh, yeah.
Those types of games. So this is the last month without it.
Did you guys see lost one of your draft picks?
Yeah.
Number four.
I was going to say fourth round
pick. Fourth round pick, yep. I think 108 in the draft.
That's crazy.
I seen actually some pictures this morning. Did anybody else see those?
No.
No, I did not.
Woo. I don't know the exact speed or what happened, but it there's not a lot left of the car.
Damn.
Mm. And there was three of them in there, actually, and none of them, not all three of them passed away. But, yeah, the car was demolished.
Rough.
Yeah.
I didn't read. Did that happen in Minnesota, or was it?
Nope. Goddamn, where was it? I'd have to look.
Yeah, but, not a big deal.
No.
I guess I just...
No, I don't. I'm pretty positive it wasn't. It was, goddamn, where...
So now, but he wasn't at fault, though, from what I understand. Because the other, well, he was maybe speeding.
Yeah.
But it was the other driver that was drunk?
Correct. Okay. With also high speed. And I think that, I think it, not that it matters, but I think it was a...
What are you doing down there?
Oh, keep going.
Trying not to shake.
He's grabbing his purple thermos. Yeah.
Watch out, it spits.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a group of ladies in the other car that were high rate of speed that... come across what it, I read was come across some lanes and took him out, or him and two others
took them.
Yep.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's a shitty deal.
Right? Where was it? Who, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, you didn't.
Good. How are you?
You missed it. He didn't probably check it on his phone. I'm sure. Well, I seen it first on my phone. So
yes,
I'm sure that's
the Vikings' fourth round draft pick from this year's draft, Kyrie.
Williams or Kyrie?
Yeah, I don't remember his last name.
Jackson.
Kyrie Jackson was killed in a car accident a few days ago.
Oh.
Him and two other gentlemen in the vehicle, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all football players, but he was the only NFL player. Not only, I mean, not that that deters it, but.
Yep.
So.
Hey, Chad, what'd you do this week?
Well, that's I went fishing with my dad.
Okay. How'd you do?
We caught some fish. You know, we didn't clean them out by any means.
Where'd you go?
Chetek.
Oh, okay.
All the way from, and you probably would know them lakes. We started over at Chetek. No, it's not Chetek Lake. It's Barron County Park, Southworth County Park.
Yep.
And then we took the boat all the way to that maroon one.
I think that's Prairie, isn't it?
That doesn't even look like a car.
Right. Yeah, it's gone.
It looks like it was in a crusher.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like
it's
a car crusher.
Yeah, it's bad.
Fuck yeah, that's bad.
Like, I'm sure it was dead on the scene, I would imagine, the way that car looks.
It's not good.
Mm-mm. But we took it all the way.
Sorry, squirrel.
No, you're fine.
I got that problem.
All the way to, I'm going to call it the furthest north you can go. All the way up, you know where?
Well, that'd be the North Pole.
Well, yeah. Just shy of that. Mud, I think. Mud?
I believe it's mud, yeah.
Bergeson's?
Real stumpy?
The east side of the lake.
Yeah, mud is real stumpy. When we would fish that, normally I would bass fish while Dad was pan fishing.
Okay.
Especially when I was little, right? You get bored after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that car.
Yeah, not much left
there.
That's
the one.
Yeah, that's not much. Yeah, it looked like it was in a car crusher.
Yeah.
At Toys.
Like Chad said, and what I had read too, is there was a lot of speed involved.
Yeah. But yeah, so we went up there, and we took my dad's new boat, which is a world of difference compared to what he had.
I bet.
It's comfort steering wheel, you know, just scoots up and goes. But we caught, we didn't actually catch any panfish. We caught some walleyes, perch,
really?
Northern, all in the thing, all same bait, same tackle, everything. It was like a free for all. But it was a good day.
That's cool.
They did that. Put my helmet collection finally together.
That turned out
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was the envision I had, but it turned out better than I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
So did that, and then went to a derby this weekend down in Augusta.
Horse races?
Yep. With cars.
Oh.
Smashing.
Oh.
Yeah, they kept the horses on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
But no, otherwise than that, that's it was just a good all-around weekend. That extra day really, really extends a weekend. Like, I mean, there was a whole extra day where I was like, oh, I got to kind of find something to do. And then this morning when I woke up, I was like, I got all day yet to do whatever. Mm-hmm. So it was a good weekend.
Nice. Yeah.
It should be four-day weekends all the time.
There'd be, yeah, I wouldn't have to do shit during the week.
Oh, God.
I can remember when I was working 410s. It is such a difference
maker. Oh, yeah. That part is nice even. Yeah. Just having 3 days.
Just having three. It's a world of difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do that as much as possible. Like, all the time.
Yeah.
For sure. Nugget. Friday
after. And I got to talk to you later, too.
Oh, fuck.
I just remembered.
Oh, because we were going to talk about it last night and we're going to talk about it today.
Not right now. Or
no,
not
on air.
We're going to wait until, yes.
I remember, now that you said it, you remembered me to tell you.
Yeah.
We got to talk about some shit.
And I will talk to you later.
Okay. After. Off air.
Off air.
Okay. I'm excited now.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of excited, too.
Well, fuck, what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was on vacation. I was all the full 4th of July, so I had whatever, 10 or 12 or
You must work for the government.
I don't work for the government.
Oh, the county? No. Okay.
If I did, I'd be like that all the time. Those fucking guys.
I think it
shit.
Is like that all the time
I know.
If you work for them.
If you look at them, they're standing on a shovel.
Yeah.
Hands on a shovel, standing there.
I thought for a minute you were talking about me, but I don't use a shovel, so.
Do you know what a shovel is?
Yeah, I got like two of them in my garage.
Oh, you're the ones with the climate control.
I saw them on TV.
Yeah, I seen them on TV.
Yeah, it was a commercial for Parvin Fleet.
I was there.
Anyway, yeah, what I did, that was something. On vacation. So we went down to the Dells, and we took a ride on the upper Dells.
The Ducks?
No, we didn't go on the Ducks. We were going to, but Kathleen had some tickets she had won, so she asked if we were going to go down there. I said, we can. So we went down there, and she had two tickets, and so all we had to do was buy two more tickets. And
what did you ride on that?
Was it Witch's Gulch or something?
Yeah, we went to the Witch's Gulch.
I don't know what that is.
It's pretty fucking cool. It's pretty neat.
Okay.
It was like a two-hour...
Is that the speedboat thing that does the...
No, we were going to do that, too.
All right, I'll shut up then.
We were going to do that, too, but I think it's called the Upper Dells Tour or something like that.
Okay.
But it's just a boat, and it has a upper decker thing, so we sat on that, and we went, and they took us down to whatever it was, Witch's Gulch, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then they docked, and we walked through. It was like, because it's all sandstone down there, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah, that right there, we walked.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. And then, so yeah, you can see like it's all sandstone, so I'm guessing like, whatever it was, years of erosion or whatever. Yeah. So we walked down that path, and right at the end, there's a concession stand. So we got some popcorn and soda and whatever. And
how was the popcorn?
Delicious.
Was it? Yeah.
And you got there by boat?
Yeah. It took us down that little creek there. There was when he first started turning in there, I'm like, oh, shit. How is he even going to make this fucking boat fit in there? But he did it. I don't know how... That's pretty wide there, but I'm guessing he has a turn here. It's just like a little crick. It's not, but it's pretty cool. We walked down that little path right there and did that. And then we went across there's a lake right there. We went across the lake, and then that's where the dog jumps from the one rock to the other rock, that famous whatever.
Oh, okay.
Rock thing, and seen that, and came back. No,
you see pictures. No, I've seen it. If you're down there, you see billboards with it, or you know, back of magazines. It's like a pedestal of rock.
Yeah,
sports magazines.
Yeah, and there's a large gap or decent gap,
5.5 feet.
And then there's solid land.
Yeah,
it just jumps right.
Yep. Okay. He jumps from one side to the other side.
So did you watch the dog jump?
We did.
Oh,
we watched the dog jump. Cool. And then we cruised up the strip there, and nobody said nothing, so we got to the end and turned around and
hold on to her.
Came back home.
Well,
and then, let's see.
You didn't go have a swig at Nigs?
Two? Isn't it two?
Do what?
Swings at Nick's two? No.
I don't know.
Maybe that's the original.
Did you stop at Cruisin' Chubby's while you were there?
Uh-uh.
Did you stop at McDonald's Playhouse?
No.
Mini Pot?
Mm-mm.
Are you sure you were
too,
in the...
It was too hot.
You sure you were in the Dells?
Ripley's?
Did you just say it was too hot?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that that was such a thing for you.
Well, it's...
For other people, it was...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 70% of the world.
Not me. I loved it. But anyway, we went. I also had went to a demolition derby.
Same one?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And there was a van that flipped over.
Oh, yes, there was.
Was it down by the river?
No.
No.
There's a river down there.
Oh, okay.
There's a demo derby.
Yeah. Was it a van? Oh, it was a van.
Yeah, because that van. Dave guy. Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
They were hitting hard. A lot of cars were... See, you're not supposed to hit on the driver's side, but apparently down in Augusta, you can... It doesn't matter. Yeah. You can hit wherever the hell you want to.
Good. And hard.
And hard.
Not even sliding in.
Mm-mm. Yep, they were fucking smashing bad.
How big is the pit or whatever you want to call it?
Ooh.
You think it was 60 by 60?
I would 70 say
by
that, 70? Yeah, maybe? At least
bigger
that.
Than Jim Falls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, probably like how long it is. And then that wide, too.
Oh, geez. Oh, okay.
But they dug... It's like a hole.
It's like a hole,
yeah. A square hole.
Square, yep.
Out of the ground. It's like they went in and excavated this hole, and I would say the banks were 6 feet, six, 7 feet.
So is there a ramp down into it, then, for the cars to get down there?
Just a cutout.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah, one cutout, and the rest is just... It's like somebody dug a basement and said, we're not going to
build a house. It's not like Jim Falls, where they got all the concrete.
No.
No.
Yeah, okay. Nope. Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh.
Yeah, they were smashing hard.
Nice.
That's hardest I've seen demo cars smash in a long, long time.
That's pretty cool. How long was the show?
Oh, fuck.
The actual show or them fucking around taking the cars out?
Oh, I suppose.
There was only, five heats?
Yeah.
But, I'm not a demo guy at all, but... Mm. You don't need 12, 15 cars in each heat.
Mm-mm.
And that's what they had just about every heat.
Yep.
The less cars you got, the more move there is to...
Right.
Yeah, but they were really fucking smashing. That one guy got hurt.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you going to go into the detail a little bit on that guy in the van?
In the van where he got fucking... Yeah, he got crushed pretty bad.
Yeah.
Huh?
So there was a guy... Like, way on the other side, he was kind of sideways, and there was a guy on our side, and he just fucking shit-pounded it, and he smashed the other guy across that, 60 or 70 feet, and he was, I don't know how fast he was going. He was going pretty good.
It was dry, too, by the way.
Yeah, it was dry. So, I mean, there was not a whole lot of mud, and he fucking whacked him, and you could see the stars were going around his head pretty good. And then they had stopped, and because he didn't quite know if he... I don't know if he got the wind knocked out of him or was going on. But
the person that was one of the flaggers was right next to him.
Yeah.
And he, instantly
stopped it, because he was hurt. And he might even got out.
No, they checked on him.
Or he checked.
And then he continued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then kept on going, and he took a couple more licks, and then... He just started waving his hands like, I'm done. Yeah. I can't do it no more. And he got out. They had stopped it, and he got out, and he didn't want any help. And as he was walking across the deal there, he was kind of holding his back. Cause he got fucked up pretty good.
Yeah. Yep.
And he walked over there, and of course, where we were, there was an ambulance right here. And those guys were watching him walk across there. He walked through the little cutout, and... The ambulance people went over there and checked him out, and next thing you know, here comes the
mail
ambulance come down there. Yeah,
they weren't even there.
They weren't even there.
Brought him in from wherever.
Yeah, and they hauled his ass to the hospital.
Yeah,
hopefully he's all right.
Hopefully he's all right. Yeah, he got fucking whacked. Yep. Good. Because then after they started again after that first time. That same guy came back and fucking whacked him again. Yeah.
Mm, geez.
Yeah. He wasn't stopping.
No?
It was It was good, though.
That's cool.
I enjoy it. I love demos.
Yeah.
I enjoy them.
I love them. I could sit and watch them all day. But so that first heat was what? Half an hour long, maybe?
Probably, yeah.
And it took them at least a half an hour to 45 minutes to get the cars out of there.
Wow.
Because they had one...
Yeah.
One lift.
Oh.
Doing that.
Yeah.
They had other lifts there, but not taking cars out.
No. Oh. I don't know what they're kind of disorganized a little bit there.
Yep.
Because, yeah, fucking Jim Falls, you got four of them at least. They're in and out constantly. One guy stays in there and he's hauling them out and they're standing right there and they pick them up and take them to the pits, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, they don't fuck around there, but to keep her going. But holy shit, it was at 1 hour before, from when they started till that next heat was an hour.
Huh.
Yeah, that's kind of a long time.
Yeah, that's a lot to sit.
Usually it only takes about 10 minutes, 15 minutes maybe to get the shit cleared out of there.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's that long, but yeah, they were.
Did you make it over to Valley Fair? Was that underwater?
It is underwater. That's why we didn't even go over there. Yeah.
Because I thought I saw that part of it was underwater, but the rest of it was still open.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't. I just seen the pictures and video that it was underwater, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even bother. No.
Gotcha.
Ben, what'd you do?
Nothing crazy. We went down in Eau Claire. They had the fireworks Thursday night. So we went down. They launch them from the High Bridge now instead of Carson Park, which is cool. So we went to the parking garage by RCU downtown and drove up to the top level of that and sat and watched the fireworks. And, yeah, that was cool. Like, we had chairs and everything, but the way we got there fairly early and you didn't have to get it out of your vehicle. Just sat right in the vehicle, and the fireworks were literally right in front of you.
Nice.
So, yeah, did that. And Friday I had to work, so not much exciting there. And then Saturday, last night, went to the drive-in in Chautauqua. The fam and I and Dave, who was on the show before, went to the drive-in and saw Despicable Me 4.
I'm two shows behind then.
There you go. Had time to catch up. Fuck, Gru's got a baby.
I think I've only seen two.
Time to catch up, Chad.
Yeah, maybe this afternoon.
There you go.
Yeah, all this extra time you said you had.
Yeah, today. Yeah, I already mowed, so.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know what day they had the American Pie
marathon
going on. I had to watch it
during the day.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it's awesome, dude. That movie never gets old.
Some of us worked. The first 3 days of the week?
Yeah. Some of us worked 4 days of the week.
Ooh, well, you got
hoes. No, I don't remember what... This was like Wednesday?
Yeah, Thursday? That's part of the week, yeah. Thursday? Last time I checked.
Oh. Well, you missed out then. It was good. I watched it for us, you know.
Well, that's good.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, so that was nothing super exciting. It was fun.
I want to buy all those DVDs.
You'd probably buy them in a kit now. Yeah, or even on one disc, probably.
I'm all of them. Gonna get them all.
I did, before we went to the drive-in, I drove up to Cameron to the Quick Trip, because on the Hard Mountain Dew site, that was listed as one of the spots, and they've got it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Did you get it?
Oh, yeah. I bought a few cans.
I was going to attempt. I told you guys I was attempting to, but the few that I did stop at, Chautauqua, Bloomer... No luck.
Yep. Yeah, I went up to Cameron because it was listed on the...
Damn it. See, I was so close. I would have went and bought some.
Yeah.
I looked it up, too. It was Cameron and Wilson, just west of Menominee.
Yeah, outside of Menominee.
Yep. Were the two closest. And they're off by like a tenth of a mile.
Huh.
I mean, as far as which way you want to go.
Well, there you go. Now I know.
According to the wife, that stuff has been around for a long time.
I mean, I knew about it. I would say a couple years ago, because
I'd never heard of it.
No, me neither.
Facebook, he used Kyle DeMars. He, like, if I remember one of his posts, it was cases of it. Wow. Like, he had it stacked up next to a dirt bike, and it was, like, damn near blocking the whole dirt bike.
He's a fan, then.
I would assume.
Do they come in four packs, or...
I just bought the tall cans. That's the only thing I saw at Quick Trip. I didn't go into the beer cave and look around, but they just had the tall cans that I saw. But they do I know you can get, like, on the website, it shows 12 packs and cases.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I had Landon's graduation that night. They had it, and there was just 12 ounce variety pack.
Yep.
Oh, because you can get the Code Red and the Baja Code, Blend. Yep,
and Livewire and Baja Wire, the three varieties, other than the written, two varieties other than the standard.
Nate?
Yeah.
Did you do something this week?
Well, I'd like to say no.
Well, you can. I mean, it's your turn.
Well, I also had off all week.
Government worker.
Yeah. So from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then all of last week.
Holy fuck, so you've been off for like 12, 13 days?
10 days.
That's all.
10, 12, yeah.
No big deal.
Well, but I really only used 6 days of vacation because we have the 4th off and the 5th off. So I used Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Well, in half day, Fridays are only half days, so it's really only 5.5 days. So
when do you guys work?
Hey, see,
are you hiring there? Because fuck,
I'm in.
That's an elected position.
I can totally shake staples out of paper.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. We get so much done that we can have that half day off on Friday. So when we're there.
Humping her, just.
We're just pushing paper all over the place.
Yeah. It's not manual labor.
No, I just meant that shit was getting real deep. Oh. We get so much done.
See, we get it all done. So let's see. One morning, Jason came over and showed me how to sharpen the blades on my lawnmower.
Nice.
So I did that.
And he did it. Really? I did one side of a blade.
Showed you still him. Got all 10 digits?
Got them all.
Nice job.
Did you level the blade out afterwards?
You know I did.
Okay. All right.
Just your don't ask stupid questions like that. Stupid.
Fine. I don't even do that.
You don't?
No.
You know
I did on mine just for shits and giggles, but it was pretty level. I mean, it was...
Yeah.
It wasn't tipping or nothing. But on his...
It don't matter.
No.
Well, it's his.
He can buy a new caster.
Yeah. I was going to say, it saves on your bearings and... Yeah.
Oh, well.
Saves you some money in the long run, but...
Well, that'll teach him how to replace those.
Yeah, I like it.
I never have to worry about that on my push mower.
No. That's good, just runner.
I don't even sharpen the blade.
I was just going to say.
You just got a 2x4 down there.
Yeah, I did the one side, and I explained to him what I was doing, how I was doing it, why I was doing it. You just kind of get at that angle, and you just kind of... Go back and forth, and dance, you can see, and you're dancing. Yep, and then
see, I was listening,
and then I said, "All right, you got 3 more sides to do." So
nice.
The first one went kind of slow.
Yep,
but then the next two, I think I did fairly decent.
That last one you did was pretty good because I get them. I get them sharp.
Yeah.
As a razor.
Mm-hmm. Wow, your man card folder is filling up.
So that. Little escapade prompted a visit to the farm and fleet.
And what happened, did you say?
So, just pulling in the parking lot of farm and fleet, I'm pretty sure I felt a hair come out of my nut.
You sprouted a hair.
Sprouted a hair.
God damn.
Number 7.
Yeah.
What'd you get at Farm and Bar?
God, I hope it was like potpourri or something.
No, I got one of the grinding discs.
Oh.
Because he just brought his thing over, so we used that, but I needed to have my own, so. I don't know, I might just go out and fuck grind everything. Just go around
it's
grinding.
Fun.
Just go grinding shit.
That's fun.
Like a skateboarder, you mean? Or
yeah, dude, grinding the rails, man.
There you go.
Skate or die.
Sure.
Skate or die, dude.
I could see that.
Yeah. There's more. I did more. So here's what I learned, though. If you're going to have 10 days or a bunch of time off and you're not really planning on doing anything, don't tell anybody that you have that time off because it will get filled with shit to do that you may not want to.
I have a silly question.
Yeah.
Why are you doing stuff you don't want to do?
I mean... Maybe I need to rephrase it.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously.
Why don't you start over?
Like me, when I was cleaning my garage out, and then I said, hey, so, what are you doing? Come on over. It was the same day I sharpened the blades.
Yeah.
It was like a couple hours later.
Right. Oh. Well,
I can't come over today. I got to sharpen my lawnmower blades.
So I got home, and I started cleaning the garage out, and I told Tanner, I go, because I had a bench downstairs in the house, and I tore that all apart, and I took it out, and I was just going to build a workbench for all the woodwork stuff and have a nice level bench and all that shit. Well, he's like, Dad, why don't you just take it and hang it up on the rafters like the rest of it? And I'm like, fuck, dude, that's a good idea. So I started cleaning the whole garage out, got it all cleaned out really nice. Sal would come on over, and he did.
Well,
he,
now wait.
We put it up, and it's really nice.
There's going to be more to this story, though, because he left out a couple key components to this story.
Sounded like a thorough storytelling job.
He come over to do when he said it was the same day. So he come over.
It was the like same day.
Fucking 8 o'clock in the morning.
The audacity of some people.
I mean, my God.
Was it even light out yet?
I don't know.
8 a.m. So, just upset.
I mean.
Do you know what fucking. And it's my day off, bitch. Right?
Yeah, it's like my fifth day off. Come on.
Fuck.
So mine then, too. All right.
I was getting bored.
I just went to bed 11 hours ago. What are you doing?
All right. So then after he leaves. Because I was up early.
Trying to take a nap.
Exactly what I was doing when he called.
Oh, you know the phones have that silent mode.
I would have came over because I knew he was home. Fucker.
He told me, what did we do the night before? Were we at the baseball game or something maybe? Mm-hmm. I think we were at the baseball game and you said that you were going to come over and you said that I'll text you once. If you don't respond, I'll call you. If you don't answer, I'll come over.
Well,
that's awesome.
Is it your door have a lock on it?
I gotta start doing that. But the fucker, he probably knows the garage code though.
I do.
Yeah,
I do too. And I only remember it because of one reason.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the reason I said it for. Well, right. We could talk about.
Oh yeah, that's an off air thing.
Yeah.
Obviously. What was it again? 1, 2, 3. Oh, that's the same code I have on my luggage.
Oops, scratch that. Editing.
It's my passwords.
One of the other things though that I wanted to do, and it worked. It kind of ended up working out to my advantage. So I have these raised garden beds in the back, and I want to take those apart because I don't plant
things. Oh yeah, you said you were going to do that.
Yeah, so I started taking all the screws out. Well, there was probably, I bet at least 50 screws that I took out. And then it kind of started to rain, so I'm like, I guess I'm done with that.
God forbid you get wet.
Finish that up next summer. Yeah.
So I came inside, took a nap.
Nice.
And then I called you.
No, this was...
Different day.
Yeah, this was a different day.
This was day 9.
Another nap.
Yeah.
Day 6.
I tried
another to. Nap interrupted by that fuck my mom birthed.
Well, I'll see. We know there's a reason she stopped after me is because she got it right.
The main reason she stopped is because most of your body was still contained in that region. There's no room for anything else to happen down there.
Well.
So overall, everybody had a good week.
Yeah, it was... Yeah,
it was a good week.
Last night I DJed. I mixed.
That's
I saw you at Rookies.
Yeah. So I mean,
dusting off the old setup, huh?
I'll tell you, I am not made for that anymore.
No.
I'm over it.
Oh,
yeah. I just did it because I mean it was a favor. He helped me a lot in the last 5 years or whatever, kind of given me a lot of gigs and. Actually referred me to a couple other places that I got picked up on, so I felt I don't say obligated, but it felt nice to be able to pay back.
Yeah, for Hazleton sure.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was a DJ Doogie.
Well, I covered for him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I was the Temu version.
Yeah, I did see that post. Yeah.
So Temu is like this app where you can buy this stuff from basically.
You want to tell them what an app is?
So an app is like this little. thing on your phone.
You want to tell them what a phone is?
A cell phone.
Not rotary.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Cell phone.
Hmm.
Man, I kind of miss those phones. Remember when you were a kid?
Yeah,
the rotary. One. Two.
Yeah.
Ah, shit, I hit the wrong number. Start over.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I don't think, I mean, maybe they did, but my parents, I don't think they had, I mean, they probably had one, but not when I was, like, around.
Oh, that's what we had when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My neighbor Dolores, she had one. I mean, she had a, you know, regular phone, as
I say. Is this Nuzzin, or is this a different?
No, no, this is.
Childhood neighbor?
Childhood neighbor, yeah. Dolores Elliott.
No relation.
No, nope. And, she kept that one for the longest. I mean, all the way through, I think even when she passed, it was still hanging up on the wall. And it was, I used that all the time. I didn't even just call home, which was 12 feet away.
Yeah. Go over to the neighbor's house just to dial that phone.
It was really cool.
Yeah. I mean, we had one phone, and it was in the kitchen. The cord was approximately 732 feet long.
Yeah.
But look, a lot of knots. Or no?
No, we kept it pretty tangle-free. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, boy. Look out. Ma's on the phone, and she's cooking dinner. Fucking.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The kitchen's a, you know, obstacle course.
600 feet away.
Yeah.
One more thing that I did.
Yeah.
An accomplishment of mine is I got one of those retractable garden hoses.
Oh.
Yep. And I got it put up on the house out there. Now.
Did you screw it to the house?
Bet I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to look at that before I leave today.
Yeah.
1-inch screws, I hope.
No, whatever came with it.
Did you find a... it's pretty hard, but not that hard. Did you find a stud? Or you're just...
There was one doing the screw.
I bet there was. Did you just go straight into the plywood?
Yeah. I'm going to bet you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, right through the vinyl siding.
Solid move.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Make sure you try to bleed your hose out every time. Yeah. And what I mean by that is shut your faucet off and then spray the water.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Because that additional weight may eventually pull it right out.
Well, yeah, before I reel it back up. Right now it's just laying out in the yard because it's still attached to the sprinkler.
Oh, okay.
That vinyl's plenty strong.
Yeah, and that plywood, press board shit.
It'd be good.
Yeah, it shouldn't rip off there.
No.
If it does, you just get bigger screws. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can find them and can just put bolts on it and a nut on the back side of it.
Well, I should go back, though. I should back up a little bit. And the reason why I got it, and it kind of pissed me off.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know this because I don't go to that stupid store.
Ooh, this sounds good.
The, was it 2 months ago I had to get a new hot water, or new water heater. So you go to this store in Eau Claire, and there's two of them, and there's one on the east and one on the west, right? Okay. So you go to the store, and it says, hey, this is only
Quick Trip.
Bernard.
Oh, yeah. Quick Trip.
Yeah.
And there's seven in between them.
Yeah. So you go to the store, and it says, oh, you buy this, and it's only $1,700. Oh, yeah, but it's actually $2,000. And then we'll give you a rebate. I'm like, oh, that's fine. When I get that back, I'll just use it and make an extra car payment or whatever.
No.
That's not the way it used works.
Store.
Yeah. So when I got this thing back in the mail, I have the informed delivery, so I see what mail is coming in the morning. Then I know if I want to actually check my mail that day or not. So I go out there because I saw that it was coming.
He don't know what that meant.
No. What? Jason's mind was blown there.
Yeah, like you can see your mail before it comes to your mailbox.
Yeah.
Do you not know this?
Continue.
So I go out there because I'm all excited. I'm like, hey, I got a $160 check out there.
God.
What? I'm confused. Anyway, it wasn't a check, so I had to go down.
It's a rebate.
I had to go back down to that stupid store and find what else. Now what am I going to buy at this store? That there's no video games, I don't think.
They sell food.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually they're expanding even.
I don't know. So anyway, that's where I bought this $180 garden hose.
Where have you been for the last, I don't know, 28, 30 years? That you've not noticed that's how Menards works.
See the previous statement about no room for anything else to come out of down there.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, you know what? like, that has ran 11 months. 11 months out of the year.
Yeah.
At that Menards. Uh-huh. Any Menards.
All. And if you happen to listen to my wife talk, she talks about that quite a bit. How well, bad I mean, it sucks to do those fucking things.
I mean, I knew that they had the rebate thing.
Yeah.
But I thought it was, like, cash back.
Oh, God.
You think that guy is going to give you money?
Obviously not.
Well, no.
No, you make,
he is giving you money.
Yeah.
To, no, spend,
to spend at his store.
At his store. Store. Well, yes. His store. Right. Which is a fucking brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Well, it is, but yeah.
You're not going to get, he's not going to give you dollars, bills.
No. So what I ended up, I had to go back down there, use this $160, which spend. Wasn't enough, so I had to spend another $30 or $40 on top of it.
Yeah, but you're going to get another rebate.
Yeah, another $20 rebate.
That's,
I'm not even sending it.
For, that's why that guy owns,
I'll take it.
That I don't even know where it is.
I will take it.
Yeah. Check my red.
Because you can get them and you can put them on your refrigerator for 27 years. And
I think so, yeah.
And you can just use them whenever.
I, through the whole housing bill
yep,
that I did,
the whole, yep.
I did that, and at the end it was like, I mean, they were...
Yep.
Years old. And
yep.
Mm-hmm. I gave them to this person I know, and the next thing I know, I got a rebate.
Yep.
Awesome.
There you go.
Yep.
And then you can use it whenever.
Yeah.
On whatever.
But yep. Then you have to actually, like, mail them in. They're mail-in rebates.
Yeah. You can mail it in.
I'll tell you a cheat code afterwards.
Well, it would be nice if you could do
you
it online.
You don't have to mail them in.
What?
I'll tell you a cheat code.
Oh, shit. Huh. I'll be damned.
So, how dare that they make me use the mail?
Yeah. This is 2024. Let's get shit together.
That is surprising that it's not online yet, though.
Yeah.
Well, I would be out.
I feel like you do a fair amount of technical support for one of your family members who's maybe not leapt into the technology age as much as many others. Like
Jason.
Maybe that's a trade-off, you know, like... I'll take care of your technology issues. Oh. Here's something that's a little more in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, mail in this receipt.
Mail this in for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can do that.
Seems like a pretty fair trade-off.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Sounds like he comes over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time he interrupts your nap, say, hey, fuck bag.
Hey, you think that's funny? Here, take this.
Hey,
do something with that.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I could do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seems fair.
Mm.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Should we do the mail bucket?
Oh, should we? We got mail?
We've got mail.
Do we? I don't know. I didn't hear it.
Hang on.
No, we're getting there.
I got mail.
Yep.
Yay! I got mail. Yay! There it is. There it is. Now we have mail.
All right. There's one email. Woof.
Hey,
one email in particular that I'm going to kind of hold off on because I'll tell you what. It's going to get me all sorts of fired up.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So I know we may have kind of covered part of this, but this is howdy.
Hey.
Hey.
Howdy.
How's it going?
Jason.
Oh.
Do you have a preference on bucket, or would any old bucket do?
Any old bucket would do.
I'm thinking about setting one up myself and don't want to go in the wrong directions.
I don't believe it.
You seem to be the area expert, and I'm hoping for some good guidance here.
Yeah. No, any old bucket would do. Five-gallon Ben prefers a 6-gallon.
Yeah.
For well, height, hypothetically speaking, I'd never use it, but if I were to, I'd get a 6-gallon.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess any bucket works. Menards, Farm and Fleet bucket, Menards. Whatever. It doesn't matter. And then you just go down to Menards.
Using Nate's rebate.
Yeah, you can use Nate's rebate.
Get some scented garbage bags.
Yep, you can get the scented garbage. But I go to the discount store there, and then that's I just keep looking for a bucket. Or you could probably go to a thrift sale. Somebody would have a toilet seat there.
Sure, sure.
That's where I got mine, was at the discount center there.
Mm. Your toilet seat?
My toilet seat, yeah.
But that's only on the west side, right?
I was on the west side.
They don't have a discount store.
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
They don't.
There's a, that's the only one, yeah. And that's just because of corporate.
Oh. See, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I go to the store to the side of Menards on the east side, and that's called Target.
Target.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I get just a toilet seat and put it over and put your bags inside there?
How do you mount the seat to the bucket?
That seems dangerous.
You gotta watch what you're doing.
And what if you come in sliding in hot on a
four-alarm
CBY and you slide right off that son of a bitch?
Pinch your nutsack.
Between
the seat and the bucket? I think you need to rethink what you're doing.
Well, I suppose I could just take some 2x4s and make a little stand. Or
a little square stand and put the seat on there.
It's an outhouse
You
know, seat, but you're just building it over a bucket.
I'm going to have to.
Now you're busy.
You'll
probably take off tomorrow.
Oh, I should.
And get that bucket
done. That's probably something you could outsource to a handy brother who's looking to
grind
some things. He could grind it. Get some more punches on the man card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'd probably have another sprout.
Ooh, oh. Look at you go.
If I'm not careful, pretty soon I'm going to have to trim.
Come on, let's be honest. I doubt it. It's taken you, how old are you, 42?
43.
I'm sure during bath time, Mom would take care of that for
you. Right after she wipes.
Look at my big boy. I remember when this was just as bald as could be 3 weeks ago.
Hanging out with Jason again.
You are such a big boy.
Oh, I'm going to have two men this year.
Oh, my goodness. Where did the type go? Boys all grown up.
Yep. On that bucket thing.
So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I might have to do that.
But to the emailer's request, I would think the gallon size really plays off your height. Because if you get a 4-gallon bucket, it's going to be lower.
They're all the same size around. It's the height.
Right. It's the height that changes. So if you're a taller person, emailer, I would say, you know, go with that 5.5 to 6-gallon bucket. Mm-hmm. If you're shorter, that 5 to 4-gallon would play a role into it.
Yeah, I just have a 5-gallon. But now with that, if I put that
seat
bench around there, that might lift it up. Now my feet will be dangling, and that's, I don't.
Build the step.
Ooh, a throne.
Take Tuesday off, and now build your step.
A throne.
Then have armrest.
Armrest.
What you need is to get yourself an old lazy boy. Hollow out the middle. Yep. And you just fucking roll up, back up into that, plop your ass down, grab your latest copy of Field and Stream, kick your feet up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, shit for days.
Yep. Let loose. Fucking done.
I think I seen one of those on the side of the highway.
I know a guy that you can get a lazy boy from.
Yeah. That's surprising. I know a guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's partially broken already. So this is going to work out great for you.
All right.
It's tan in color, so if you maybe get a little
the,
shit on
maybe
it.
Maybe the caller, maybe the emailer would like
brown
this.
Oh, there you go.
Well, yeah, we'll have to get that figured out. It'll be in the front porch soon.
Yeah, send us your address. We'll drop it off.
Yeah.
So continuing on. Out of the four of you guys, who do you think would be able to forge a decent knife first? Now, with my newfound grinding
skills. No, you're out.
Zero chance.
Not you.
100% zero chance.
I looked on Amazon.
For what? You or Nathan?
That Nathan could
do. Yeah, Nathan's out.
No.
Sorry.
You know what? Challenge accepted. I'm going to go on Amazon.
No.
Amazon?
There's no research here. This just needs to be off the knowledge you currently have in that fucking
grave. Go out to your garage.
I got
to
have a forge.
No.
You do not need to go on Amazon and get one.
They sell them.
Mm-hmm. They also sell a fucking finished knife.
What would you use for material would be my first question.
5160 steel.
And what is that?
Steel.
Uh-huh.
He watched that show this week.
I watched. Guaranteed. I've
guaranteed he watched it this week.
I've watched 5 seasons.
Is that hot rolled? Is that hot rolled or cold rolled?
Just
what would you start with for a raw material?
5160 steel.
Yeah, is it hot or cold?
You're not. That's not telling me anything, though. What would you use?
I'm not going to give away my secrets if we're going to have a competition. If we're going to have a competition on forging a knife, I'm not going to tell you guys my secrets.
I'm not going to say that I would win, but I think I would definitely be a front runner, and I'm going to go straight and just use my lawnmower blade, and I'm going to cut it out of there, grind it, you know, heat. Well, I suppose you don't even need to heat treat those. Well, I suppose you probably would have to.
Yeah,
you got to
quench it. That's what I think I would use.
Ground it. You can listen to that. Fuck that.
You got
to
quench it
in water and oil.
Yeah,
or which one?
Yeah,
well, it depends. Which water? Oh, you can do oil.
I will use oil in mine.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's what I think I would do.
First, like, you got to change the oil in your car.
Oh, God.
I don't do that.
It's a new car. You don't need to worry about that. They did that at the dealership.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure he probably bought a package for them to finish it. But, yeah, I think I would use out of my garage if that.
It's only a two-hour drive to the dealership.
Not a big deal.
I'll do that for oil change.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Do it on a Saturday morning. Yeah, I would. If I had to do it, like, hey, go home and make this happen, that's what I'm grabbing, one of my lawnmower blades and cutting it out of there.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to make a knife.
Do it.
Could you imagine if those were, are they heat treated?
That's what that's what I just said. I
would assume they must be.
They must be to a point.
Because they have an edge on them, so my assumption would be that.
But if they were, what are we doing?
Nothing. We'll search that shit up.
Take notes.
We'll search it up.
Oh. But yeah, I would think if they were, I mean, that would be kind of, if they were like really, but if you can't get them too hot because then they'll be warp. Like brittle. You know, you get them too much, they'll just be brittle. And then they hit your dog shit or your sticks and then they just shatter.
Yeah. Most lawnmower blades are heat treated.
Yeah.
Okay. See, look, I've already got half the fucking step done.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
And I'm gonna keep telling you guys all my secrets, but I'm also leaving the 5/8 finger hole in there.
Yep.
And that's gonna be finger in there, and then the tang all the way to the back.
But I think if we're gonna be technical off this email though, the request was to forge a knife.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll cut it out of there.
No, that's not forging.
Yeah.
I don't know. That process requires raw steel.
Yeah, I know. Ball bearings and shit.
Mm-hmm. That's what it says, yeah. Forge a decent knife, not fucking grind a lawnmower blade, is what.
So I think what we got out of
it. Yeah, you Neanderthal.
I think what we got.
For fuck's sake. I've watched every season of Forged in Fire. Don't come at me, bro.
It will kill. Hey, okay, wait. The email continues. My money is on Nate since he is now an avid Forged in Fire fan. Mm-hmm. Also,
obviously, this cunt doesn't know Nate very well.
Yeah.
there's the shout out for David right there.
Hey, would you
David.
Call him
a cunt?
A cunt.
Oh, like David.
Cunt punch.
Cunt punch.
Also, could you all do your best? It will heal. Impressions.
Hey, what?
Jason's probably never seen it.
It will heal.
I don't know what you're even talking about.
Forged in Fire, one of the guys who tests the knives is Asian.
Mm.
And I believe he's some sort of kung fu.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan.
Like a legitimate
real
martial artist expert or whatever. And he tests the knives. He chops shit and he cuts, you know.
Pigs in half.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I mean, he obviously knows how to handle a blade. I mean, he's an expert. But when he's done, he has a little bit of an accent or whatever, and he goes, it will kill.
Yeah. It will kill.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. You've never seen that show?
Mm.
Holy fuck, stay up.
It's good, actually.
Stay up.
It's fairly interesting. And
stay up. Yeah, no, it is. But it's a good show. I watch it still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will kill.
Yep.
Or depending on what tests they're doing, it will cut.
Yep.
Yeah, yep.
This knife will kill.
It's kind of, I always feel kind of bad because, I mean, should a knife stand up to that stuff? Yeah, but I mean, honestly.
Some of them are far reached, I think.
Yeah, well, and I mean, knives are not, you know.
Hatchets.
Yeah, but I get it. So.
Hashtag Ajou.
Ajou puppy.
Now.
That emailer. Uh-oh. Is this the one that's going to get you a little fired up?
I might even just skip it.
Really?
I'm not going to do that.
Well, yeah, no, because it's not like we got hundreds of emails.
You know, and it's like one of those things, like, the more you look at it, the worse it gets. Ooh. So, all right, I'll just read
Vikings
it.
Vikings logo.
Who the hell is Gary Allen? Inquiring minds would like to know. But what makes it even... Fuck off.
Well, one of them.
He even spelled the name wrong.
Oh, like, no R in the first name?
Fuck off.
Every time he says something, I'll be like, oh, Gay Allen.
How did he spell it?
A-L-L-E-N instead of A-L-L-A-N.
Well, that's because that's the way 99% of the world spells Allen. And since he doesn't know, nor do 99% of the rest of the world, who in the fuck Gary Allen is, it's hard to blame this person.
So the emailer's, you think he's fictitious, or he really, he doesn't know?
From what I'm told.
I can confirm this person has no clue who Gary Allen is.
That's awesome. That's even better.
Yeah.
Because he asked me, and I was like, gotta tell you, don't know. Other than my association with Nathan, I have never heard of this person before in my entire life.
That's, well, there's not a lot of people that...
He didn't even question the fact of, like, why does Nate like him so much, or what kind of songs does he sing. He actually said to me, is that, like, a real person? You know, like, legitimately, is that a real human being on the face of this earth?
Nice.
And I said, oh, yeah, he's, you know, from what I understand, I've seen lots of pictures that Nate's posted of this person, and he's...
Right over there, he has a bunch of pictures of him.
He's got a lipstick list wall of, you know, G. Ray Allen stuff, and he's been to 73 concerts, you know, and...
When's the last time you've seen him?
He's probably going through withdrawals. Right,
I would. That's what I'm getting.
Well, I'm guessing while he had those 10 days off, he probably drove over and sat in a tree and watched him through a window or something.
Take a bath.
Drink his bath water. Take a drink of that bath water. Get in my belly.
September of last year was the last time I saw him.
You're going on a year almost.
Yeah, wow.
How are you taking it?
Not well.
I'm actually surprised you haven't flown somewhere just to watch him open up for an opener. You know, like, usually they have just background music. That's what he's into now. Yeah. We have an opener for the opener. No? You're not going to fly and see him? When are you going to see him next?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to Montana.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the grand opening of Cedar City's one and only Jim's Tire Sales, Bible Salesman, General Store, Mercantile, Oil Change, and Laundromat. For the grand opening today, performing, I'm sure you've heard of him, or probably not, as he's not known from coast to coast as the country artist with the least, Gary Allen. One person in the audience, just one.
And that's the sound check
guy. I'm just here for the free cake. I was told there would be cake. Cool.
I need my tires rotated. Is that Gary Allen going to rotate my tires?
Anybody got change for a dollar?
I need an oil change. God damn it. Come on.
I need to get my colors into the dryer.
Yep, you're right.
Okay.
No?
That's enough of that.
Okay.
Let's move on.
I could do that all day.
Yeah. Well, maybe in the next episode.
People you don't know. The segment.
Yeah.
People you don't know.
And don't
care. Oh, I think I'd be the winner because I don't know a lot.
Yeah, I don't.
Actually, I was going to ask. You had said when we were talking about concerts last time, you said that you had been to four. I was just kind of curious who you've
gone to. I honestly don't even know if it's been four. When I was pretty young, I went to a concert in Eau Claire at the Zorn Arena, if that's still a thing. And that was, I believe, Smash Mouth and Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba. Mm.
I went to that, you know, most people who listen to this probably maybe you've never even heard of them. But, and then I saw Kid Rock at
Casino in the City is Treasure Island, maybe? Treasure or not Island the cities, or Minnesota.
Mystic or Shakopee. Yeah, Mystic Lake.
I want to say Treasure Island. It was at their outdoor...
Oh, they have one, yeah.
Amphitheater or whatever you want to call it. I saw him. And I think I've been to one of the fair, Northern Wisconsin State Fair things. And I also saw Adam Sandler, not really a concert, but kind of, over at the Treasure Island as well.
Nice.
And I think that's about it.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
So we had gotten a message, or whatever day it would have been, Friday maybe, topic considerations, I guess. Dive into supper clubs, fish fries, cheese, and who's got the best milk? I am a fatty. I mean a foodie.
The best milk?
Yeah, I don't know. I would say cows.
Like the company?
Cows probably. I mean, you know, I've heard goats, but yeah, I'd say cows.
Yeah. Well, I guess the
not bulls.
For me, the easiest one, I guess, talking about just the milk part, I've never put much thought into who has the best milk.
Whole milk.
I've always been a 2%er, but that's what I grew up on, I guess, with. But I guess at the end of the day, if it's in my cereal, I'll drink it. Yeah. I'm sure of it. But it's wherever I'm at the moment that I need milk. I'm not shopping around for milk.
Nope. No, not ever.
No. I mean, I'll get, like, Great Value before Kemp's, maybe, because it's $2 cheaper a gallon or whatever it is, but it's the same stuff.
I pay far more attention to the butter I buy as opposed to the milk, to be perfectly frank.
Butter.
Because of your cooking and some grilling?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't as well. Again, if this butter is on sale for $2 a pound and that one's $3.50 or $3.48 a pound,
yeah,
I'm not reading it. I'm grabbing a pound for $2.
And for the most part, I'll buy Great Value, or you'll go to Quick Trip, or but I always try and keep on hand good stuff for if I want to make compound butter for grilling, or you know, something along the lines of that. I keep Kerrygold or Vermont Creamery or something like that.
Couldn't tell you if that was a...
You would be honestly amazed at the difference in those butters. It's a night and day, to be honest. Yeah.
And you guys, it sounded like you're whole milkers?
Whole milkers. Yeah.
So you drink half of it and fill the other half up with water, and then now you got 2%?
Yeah, then we could sell it to you for $4.
Yeah, for 2%.
Yeah. No.
Heck yeah.
No? Well, that's not how that works?
No, we know Nate's is whole.
Mama's milk still. Hey, Mom, I got it like 10, 12 days off. I'm getting pretty low on that milk.
The contrast on those two faces. The absolute utter joy on Jason's and just the sheer disgust on Nate's.
It's awesome.
And it's pretty convenient. It's not going to spoil the 7 houses away.
Yeah. Oh, they're that close now? I did not know that.
Yeah, they're just on the block.
Maybe 11 houses. I don't know. But it's not a half a mile.
Shit, you probably just bury a line.
Just tap it. It's like a fucking syrup tree.
Put a line on it. Nate's just out on his deck, like, pumping like the old school well. Mom, you got 5 minutes? Walks over to like a portal in the wall.
Dan, we can't leave yet. Start the car.
Nate's thirsty.
Which, you know, I mean, quite honestly, that's economic, you know? You don't have the cost and the pollution of plastic containers.
Yeah.
It's just direct.
Straight pipeline.
Yeah. Yeah. Economic friendly.
And, I mean, think of how much...
less wear and tear that'd be on Nate's cheeks not having to.
That's true.
You know, pull all that. You know, I mean, now his arms are gonna work out.
That's true. Yeah. Well, yeah. See, I like it. That's good. That is good.
Go ahead.
It sounds like we are.
I'm just listening to
Jason. I've said nothing.
Jason's just heart. Yeah, just loving every bit of it.
I do it. That's funny.
No, that's good. Fish fries. On that note,
November.
A good old fish fry.
November.
Like, you know, the fish you catch clean, batter. That would be my number one. Like, even if somebody says, hey, you want to come over for fish fry? Yeah. I mean, I don't question, like, God, how are they going to fry that fish? Or I'm going.
So you do, like, crackers then? Saltines?
Typically, it's just a straight-up cracker.
And eggs or whatever.
Yep.
Milk.
Yep.
Flour.
But I've also tried and had, you know, the shore lunch batter. Mm-hmm. But I think at the end of the day, just straight-up saltine crackers in a bag, crushed.
Yep.
Egg wash.
Yep.
Go to town.
Yep. That's delicious.
But, I mean, there's a lot of places, even in Chippewa, Anderson's and Brazina's. I mean, all those places are good, but I'm not one to be like, oh, you have to go over there and have their fish fry on a Friday.
Yeah.
You know, it's just good with the old school fish fry.
Yeah. Honestly, as far as I'm concerned, like that's incredibly hard to beat an actual home done, you know. For me, it's usually panfish, you know, but walleye is amazing as well if you've got them or whatever. But yeah, and that's like my parents, saltines, put them in a food processor, you know, whatever, till you get a powder basically. And that's outstanding. I honestly do really like, I've done it at home several times where you just use flour and then you add a bunch of spices to it, you know, a bunch of seasonings to it or whatever. And you do the egg wash and then into the seasoned flour. And that's really good for something, you know, to change it up.
Did not know that was even an option.
Yep. And if I'm going to do fish eggs, which I absolutely love, I'll do flour and butter, roll them in flour and fry them in butter. Have you guys ever had fish eggs?
No.
Escargot, or is that
what you're saying? Escargot. Escargot. That's
snail.
Yeah. Oh, that's snail. What am I thinking of?
You're probably thinking of Jesus Christ.
Yep.
The beluga caviar or whatever.
Caviar. That's what I was looking for.
Those are typically from sturgeon caviar, and the eggs, while they're still small, are much larger than like what you'd get out of an egg sack out of a panfish. Like those eggs are almost microscopic, right? It's a sack, but the eggs are incredibly tiny inside, whereas like caviar is pretty decently sized, you know, like several pencil leads put together, a tiny ball bearing or whatever. But I would have never tried. My mom has always loved fish eggs. And whenever Dad and I would catch them and they were full of spawn, Dad would save them for Mom. And Mom would always try and get me to eat them. And I was like, basically, whatever my dad ate is what I ate. Dad didn't like them, so I wouldn't even try them, you know. And then one day I was home and I smelled fish fry and I was like, that smells good. And Mom's like, you want some? I was like, yeah. And so I got tricked into eating fish eggs and they are delicious. Absolutely.
Never
amazing.
Tried them.
The texture is different than a fish fillet, obviously, but the flavor is outstanding.
So do you make toast and bacon and stuff to go with the eggs? Or?
No, it doesn't work like that. You could if you wanted to.
Scrambled or
they do easy. When they're done, they honestly kind of look like scrambled eggs, you know, because it's that little
cluttered up.
Yeah. Huh. Yep. But yeah, they are fantastic. The other one, we were up north for an ice fishing trip, and one of the guys who was in charge of doing like the fish fry or whatever, if we got him, he brought, I think it's like Louisiana Fish Company, like a batter you could buy in a store or whatever, and that is really, really good. But I don't know, for a restaurant, what I would say is the best. Rally House in Chippewa is honestly really good. There's a lot of places that have really good. But I honestly don't prefer like the heavy beer batter fish fries. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. To me, that's like too much batter as compared to the fish.
So would you like rather go to like a box, like a box restaurant, say like Texas Roadhouse or whatever, or like a dive?
Dive for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dive for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm. For fish fry, you're saying?
Anything. Burgers, steaks, whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, because, I mean, Texas Roadhouse is good, it, you know, but maybe like a backwoods bar somewhere might be holy fuck.
Yeah.
Sometimes those are much more better.
Well, I mean, even supper clubs, like before Connell's sold.
Yeah, I mean,
that was hands down my favorite restaurant.
Yep.
Hands down.
Better than Old Abe's for sure, in my book.
Yeah.
That's really the only restaurant around now.
That Old Abe's. For that backwoods type non-chain, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Albertville Tavern.
No, Albertville. I haven't been, well, we went there. We got some ribs a while back.
But. Good ribs, too. Oh, fuck, I thought they were.
Jake's in Menominee is a really good supper club.
I never go that way. No. Like, if we talk about it, I've never been like, oh, yeah, let's go to the West.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you go over to Wilson then, get your hard Mountain Dew, and then stop at Jake's.
Good. Yeah. Sounds like a good
Or what's the one on 178 that's reopened?
Yep. I was just there.
Used to be really good. I don't know. I haven't been since it reopened, but.
River.
No.
It used to be, yeah, but I don't remember what it's called, though.
River Inn?
Foster's.
Foster's River Inn, ain't it?
Yeah, that's what it used to be. I don't know if it's still called that.
I believe
so.
Yeah,
I believe
so. Okay. But yeah, their food used to be.
Yeah, I had the prime rib, and it was good.
We went up there on a Thursday. They had an Italian night, so we just had spaghetti or whatever. But yeah, it was really good.
Nice.
Or four mile outside of Eau Claire.
Just south of Eau Claire.
Off of 37, I think it is.
That's on my list, and so is a place in Stanley.
The Torpedo?
No.
Cutsies?
No. Huh?
Cutsies?
Maybe that's it? I'll have to look at it. I have it on a list of a few restaurants. And then also on my other thing is, speaking of Connell's, the old Connell's, Dick's on 12.
I've heard that's really good.
I heard that's a great place to eat, too. Yep. So,
If you're looking for a really good supper club, or if you really like prime rib, I can't recommend enough Castle Hill Supper Club.
Yep.
Kind of down by Black River Falls.
Yep. Is that the one you went to for Easter? Or?
Maryland, it's in.
Maryland. Yeah.
Very good.
Yep. And that buffet is massive.
Yeah. An outstanding.
Yeah.
And massive. Like all the shit is still homemade.
Yeah. Yep. And fresh.
Yep.
I mean, it was.
Yeah.
Even the dessert table is
huge. Multiple tables. Two of these
at least.
Multiple tables. Plus there's a full cooler full of ice cream.
Yeah. Mm. There's a bar in there.
Yep. Yeah, they're really good.
What y'all doing after the show?
I'm not sure they're open on Sundays. Or is it brunch only on Sundays? They have kind of a different time that they're open. I don't know. I don't think. Maybe that was just for the buffet. Maybe the bars open more. But I think the buffets are pretty limited. But.
Yeah. All right. Well, unless you guys got something, another topic, but.
No.
I think we're gonna wrap her up on the on the day.
Wrap it up.
So go to talesfromthehicks.com. We still have apparel out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Send us an email, hicks@talesfromthehicks.com.
Mm-hmm. Smash that like button. And share it with everybody you know, and especially the ones you don't.
That's right. Spotify, YouTube, iHeartRadio.
Give us a 4-star liking. Yep. Rating?
All 4 or 5 stars.
I see our logo's got a bunch of stars on there, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, like and subscribe on YouTube is always a plus.
And thanks to the followers and listeners that we do have.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it without you. Absolutely. For sure.
Alrighty.
Cool.
I go back to work now tomorrow, so.
Nice.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a hot week, so make sure your AC's on at work.
I'll have to make sure that.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Well, you were just saying you don't use AC.
I don't, because it's not constant. It's, an hour here, 45 minutes, or sometimes 20 minutes, and then you're out in the heat. And just not into that shit.
It makes it hard to go back.
It does.
To
work, and I get sick. I have for years and years, if you AC hot, AC hot. It just. Mm. whatever.
All right. You guys all have a good week.
All right. You too. All right. Adios.